This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Mothra, Rodan, Ghidorah.
Oh my.
They're moving like a pack. They're hunting. They all respond directly to an alpha. We stop this Ghidorah, we stop them all.
Is there another creature that might stand a chance against him?
My God. Zilla.
Place to Be Nation! Welcome back to Pop Goes the Movies here on the PTBN Pop Feed. I am Andy Addison, and tonight I am joined by Miss Miranda Berthel of Geek and Sassy fame. Miranda, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Good. It's a little chilly in the Northeast today. It feels like a late August, early September day. You know, rain, 60s. Ugh.
Oh, you guys are getting what we had because last week it rained for yesterday was day four or five of rain, and the hottest it got during that time was 80. And now it's muggy, and I think it's maybe in the high 80s, I don't remember, or high 90s, excuse me. It's 84 now, but earlier today it was 90-something.
Oh, well, I would love that. I don't care. I like the heat year-round. It doesn't bother me actually at all. I was at Disney in August, so pushing a wheelchair all week. I was drenched by 9:30, 10 o'clock every day, and I loved it.
That's cool.
Anyway, so Miranda and I are here tonight to discuss the latest, or one of the latest, of the big summer movie releases. That is Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Godzilla.
This is the sequel, or the next installment, there was the 2014 Godzilla, and then I think Kong Skull Island came out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. So everybody, after the MCU had all the success, they have to have the shared universes. So this is all a giant monster universe.
Right. This one's kind of laying the ground for monster movies to come, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll just go over the plot summary real quick. The cryptozoological agency Monarch faces off against a battery of god-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and his ultimate nemesis, the three-headed King Ghidorah. It was directed by Michael Dougherty. And it is starring Kyle Chandler, Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown, Kent Watanabe, Zi Zhang, Bradley Whitford, Sally Hawkins, Thomas Middleditch, Alicia Hines, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and David Strathairn, among others. A lot of people in this movie, and I think a lot of them did the best they could with material given. But before I give my opinion, Miranda, what did you think of Godzilla, King of Monsters? And by the way, we are non-spoiler for right now.
Okay, so giving my non-spoilers and information, I absolutely loved this Godzilla because, in my opinion, it was pretty much what you want a Godzilla movie to be. And mm-hmm. I'll get into, when we're spoiling it, something I found out in a bunch of articles I read where I was like, are you freaking kidding me right now? And to me, there were a lot of, as a mom, grab you by the heartstrings, emotional parts.
Okay.
That you don't think about getting from Godzilla, but you do. And then, I don't know how many people realize this, but, the music that they played for each monster, Mothra and Rodan, it's their original, monster music. It's their original score. It matches to that monster.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. I love it when filmmakers do that kind of little Easter egg kind of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friend who is really big Godzilla fan, he could give us all kinds of facts and mm-hmm. tell you which ones to watch. And, he came out of there singing so many praises because this is his childhood favorite. And King Kong, he was it was okay. And then the 2014 Godzilla, he was okay. But this, he absolutely loved, and he was the one that was oh my God, when Mothra came out and they played the music, he was so he was really completely into it, and I thought that was a really cool touch because if you've watched any of the old Godzillas and you know these monsters and you've heard the music before, then it's very familiar to your ear, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a lot. It's been a long time since I've seen one of the old ones. I mean, I remember, you know, obviously the 2014, and I remember the other one, was it 98, 99, the one with Matthew Broderick where he was like a friggin' worm specialist or something. I don't know. That was
I
not.
I can't remember. I do remember seeing that one, but I just can't remember.
Yeah, that was not a good movie. That was the big follow up for Roland Emmerich and the other guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Dean something. And they that was the follow up to Independence Day, and it like fell flat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had a good cover, though, of I think it was Heroes by the Wallflowers, I think. And then also, I think they also did like Cashmere. I think there was a cover. I think it was like Puff Daddy. I think did a cover of Cashmere for it, I think. But
that would be about the right time that you would have him do something like that.
Yeah. So I do like Godzilla. I'm actually going to contradict myself a little bit, and I'll explain why in a minute. I'll be honest, full disclosure, I was a little tired when I went to see this. And I actually did close my eyes a couple of times. It wasn't because the movie was boring. It was just because I was tired. And I don't think it mattered to me. I don't think I was lost at all. There was stuff going on. And I loved it visually. Visually, I thought it was stunning. The music was good. I thought the monsters were all realized in very cool ways, especially Mothra. But like a lot of movies, I had a lot of issues with the script and character motivations, and there was a big Deus Ex Machina in there, in my opinion. And then so I'm saying all this, but meanwhile, I'll go see a Fast and Furious movie, and I'll forget about the laws of physics, and I'll forget about this, and I'll just love it. So,
and those movies irritate me.
So, yeah.
Like after a certain one, I was like, you got.
You know what it is? I think they're just campy, and I accept that.
Okay, and
for this, I wanted, you know, look, those are good actors, but they're not like great actors. They're good at what they do. They're good for action movies and that kind of stuff. You know, when you see people like, you know, Kyle Chandler and Vera Farmiga, Vera Farmiga is one of my favorite actresses.
She is amazing.
Yes, especially, I mean, I fell in love with her in Up in the Air. I loved her in that movie.
Her in Bates Motel mm-hmm. is just phenomenal. Oh my God, she's freaking phenomenal.
I have a confession. I've never watched Bates Motel, and I work for that channel.
I knew you did, but I mean, there's a lot of shows that you're...
I know.
Puts out that, I mean, it's just some point you have to say, am I interested in this or am I not? It lost me that very last season. Mm-hmm. I did watch because I was like, okay, I have to finish this to completion. I have to like find out what happened. But it did lose me at a point where I was like, I was letting it record, but I was no longer like, oh my God, I gotta watch it. Oh my God, I gotta know.
You gotta have closure. Yeah, it looked good. I mean, everybody talked about it. I mean, people like couldn't wait for us to get like the next episode in so they could watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I was just, I actually, at the time when Bates was on the air, I was actually working for two of our other networks.
Okay.
I wasn't on A&E, the channel at the time, so I was actually busy working on my other stuff. I lived the biography series for a number of years. That was like my main thing. Anyway, let's get off that sidebar.
To add to that super quick, mm-hmm. still stand by, if they ever hire remote people, I'm totally in.
For what?
Totally in.
All right. But so back to Godzilla King of Monsters. I mean, like I said, it was visually good. There were good actors in it.
Yeah.
I will, if there another one comes out, which I'm thinking there probably will be. I mean, we'll see. It did okay. I mean, I had this at 7 in our summer movie wager.
I don't remember where I had it. I was going to ask you if you had the list.
I could call it up quickly in a second. I was looking at it earlier, actually. And let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Well, I'm going across. Let's see. Russell had it at 6. Scott had it at 5. Jenny had it at 8. Tim had it at 8. You
I may have left it off.
You left it off. You may be the smartest one out of us.
I think I have listened, and I'd have to go back and listen to our episode, because I remember if I left it off, you guys were like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Andrew had it 8. Greg 8. Jason, I think he left it off. No, he had his wild card. No, he had it as his bomb. Jason had it as his bomb, which I don't think it's going to bomb like that. Nick had
no,
a 10.
No, I definitely don't think it's going to bomb, but I think there's going to be some sneak surprisers that we didn't consider that are now going to come in. And
I think, well, my Dark Phoenix pick for the bomb is holding good right now. Well, it's basically, in terms of bomb, it's got to be, it's gross based on the budget. So if the movie was like, you know, a $10 million movie and only made $1 million, then yeah. And then, you know, if a $100 million movie makes $10 million, that's like it evens out. So that kind of thing.
We decided domestic.
Yeah, it's just domestic. So we'll figure that out when push comes to shove. And we have
still
to
still stand by my bomb.
Yeah. Well, your bomb is, what'd you pick for your bomb? Let's see.
Pretty sure I said it was a hustle.
You said... The Hustle, yeah. That's the one with, is that the Rebel Wilson one with Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's gonna tank.
It looked great. There's factors that went with it.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, having this at like a low tens or a wild card, I think it's probably the best bet for this movie. Mm-hmm. All right, so... any other general thoughts on Godzilla King of Monsters?
Well, I did like the homage they paid.
Mm-hmm.
If you stayed all the way through the end, you saw they dedicated it to executive producers, which I am not going to butcher these four gentlemen's names. One of them was the original Godzilla. Not only was he executive producer, he was the original Godzilla suit performer, and they both died in 2017. So this would have been something that they would have loved to have still been here and be able to witness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a nice touch of them.
Very much so. And, you know, this is laying the ground because 2020 is slated for Godzilla versus King.
Yeah, I got questions about that too. but that's the spoiler section questions.
Right, I'm with you.
All right, so I think we're we've said enough generalities. I mean, turns out, you know, sounds you liked it. I wasn't the biggest fan of it, so we're gonna get into spoilers in a couple of minutes. But first, let's see what's going on here at Place to Be Nation. So. Stick around, Miranda and I'm Andy, we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. The Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed. We dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.placetobenation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hey, Hey guys, welcome back. We hope you stuck around for our very brief non-spoiler. We thought we could give more non-spoilers, but I mean, it's Godzilla. What do you say?
You say big giant monster. Okay, now what happened in the movie?
Big giant monster spit flame. He killed everything.
Now, the one thing everybody wants to know, is this a bird movie?
It's not a bird movie. Well,
maybe.
We got into this debate last time. On a different
We page. Get into this debate every time we're together.
We do, because there's like some slight, like, possible.
So. Basically, if we see a bird in the movie at any point, it's a bird movie in our world.
What constitutes as a bird? We had that discussion.
Yes. Yes. So, so we're back. But we're going to get into the spoilers in a minute. But let's talk about what's going on here at Place to Be Nation. Over, it's always a busy week here on the Place to Be Nation. But a little something for everybody. In the series finale of DC Post-Crisis Management, Russell Sellers and guest Todd Weber, they took a look at Heroes in Crisis and completed Russell's journey. So the book is closed on DC Post-Crisis Management. But just like the song says, closing time, one opening, one beginning, one ends, whatever that damn song says. Russell and...
That's the song you thought of, because I started singing, this is the song that does, or this is the song that doesn't end.
Oh.
No. Friends.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end, you know, the semisonic thing.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Russell and Todd then announced the debut of their new podcast, DC4U. In the first episode of this weekly show, the guys kicked off celebrating the anniversaries of Batman and Batman 89 with one half of the Hard Charlie fanboys, Mr. Nick Juke. And speaking of the HTFs, they wrapped up Avengers Month with a farewell to the Hard Travelers for Hire series. Lots of endings here at Place to Be Nation.
It's beginning, it's ending to beginning.
Yes. And it was, you know, they had a giant size edition complete with an all-star panel, which that included Russell, Tim, Todd, and Jenny. Now, a lot of people on there. And they did a comprehensive ranking of the MCU movies. Now, I sent mine in. And, you know, I
had a really hard time with this. So I'm going to just be honest right here, live, kind of sort of live. I did not. And I am sorry. But it was super hard.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I sat here and I went back and forth on a few of them. But you know what? I did it for the greater good. And also check them out because they're starting X-Men Month. Not sure if how many people are going to see Dark Phoenix, but you know they have their theme months over there on HTF.
Is that a bird movie?
Yeah, Phoenix is a bird.
Okay.
Could be. And then also... In the 20th episode of Songs with Friends, Stephen Kelly featured Bob Seger's Night Moves and Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charmed Life. The NBA team was back with Gone Fishing Part 2 as Andrew and Adam go west. I was one of the guests on the second episode of the PTBN e-ticket attraction. That was Jason Sherman's show. And I was on that along with Mr. Neil Trauma and Chad Campbell. And we talked everything Epcot. And going up live on the pop feed today, if you're listening, well... It's not going to be up on the feed today, this show.
Well, it'd already be there.
It's already be there. You can hear Miranda and I as we... Miranda was the guest on the latest episode of Laughing Theater, and we watched 1997's original Men in Black. That was...
And I'm having a weird sense of humor, so I may laugh at things that you guys don't.
Yes.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun. So if you you enjoying this banter... There's a whole 2 hours of this banter.
We're good at this banter.
We are good at this banter. All right. So also make sure you keep an eye on social media feeds as the reboot of the Greatest Song of the Ace tournament is starting soon. I can tell you firsthand that is a true fact. I'm saying probably around Father's Day, I think we should have the first set of polls up, and it's going to last the entire summer. Also, look for a preview pod coming. That's going to be myself, the manager Todd Weber, J.R. Sunil D'Amato, and Scott Criscolo, and we're going to be giving you a preview of some of the matchups and some of the what we think the songs that are really going to go far and do some real damage in this tournament. It's 512 songs broken down into 8 brackets of 64. So let's see what happens. Yes, my OCD was really in full form there. reckoning those things.
Overall, that's why everybody kept saying, I'm going to add to the chart. And I'm like, everybody leave the chart alone. Leave it alone. Stop.
Yes. Well, no, everybody, you know what? I took, you know, other people's feedback, you know, whenever you hear somebody talk about
like,
something.
At a point, I was like, nobody had anything else.
Well, yeah, because I had to eliminate 160 songs off the bat.
Right, I was like, no.
I was like, no more, stop.
Pulling out my goblin voice, being like, if you don't, I will haunt you for Andy.
You sound like the Crypt Keeper, kiddies. Okay, over on the wrestling feed. The Place to Be podcast, Justin Scott and host John D'Amato wrapped up the summer of 1989 with their SummerSlam review on New Talk in WCW. Jenny, Tim, and Greg discussed a trio of matches featuring the Natural Dustin Rhodes. Over on Row 1, Seat 1, Ben Zanny welcomes Southern Underground Pro promoter Kevin Koo and gets behind the scenes looking at their latest event. And on Main Event, Scott, Nate, and Steve recap Double or Nothing and the classic TNA match pick. So don't forget, check out PlaceToBeNation.com for everything, whether it's movies, television, music. We have a big 1994 project that just started up with a fun article by Mike Didamos, who wrote about the Oscar nominees that year. So every Friday up on the site, there is a 1994-centric article. All right.
There's articles for everyone, so definitely.
Yeah, yeah, make sure. Yeah, Wednesday we have Glenn's Walk Around the Web. There's all kinds of fun stuff going up all the time at PlaceToBeNation.com. So, if you've stuck with us this far, we're going to get into the spoiler territory. So here's your last warning. Fly away, little birds, if you haven't seen this movie.
If you do not want to know.
We're going to spoil it. Don't drink the milk. Why? It's spoiled.
Spoiled.
All right. So here we go. Ready? Last chance? Okay. So, Miranda. I was not the biggest fan of this movie. I thought it was visually great. You know, it was cool.
It was very visually amazing.
But so much did not make sense. So many motivations. Yeah, God. You know, it was derivative of I had a few movies pop in my head, you know, including Endgame or Infinity War came in there, The Lion King, you know. I didn't even know one person was playing twins. Did you know that?
In which movie?
In Godzilla.
One person.
Zhang Zi played twins.
Oh.
I just blew your mind.
Are you talking about when they're separated and like one lady is in one place and one lady is in another?
Yeah, the Chinese woman.
She played both of them.
Yeah, they were twins.
Okay, well, that happens a lot. And because they weren't in the same scene together.
I just didn't know. Everybody thought she was the same person.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know. So you want to start your spoiler thoughts?
Well, I can go ahead and piggyback off yours because you were like basically saying there's like some plot holes and motivation that you don't. You were like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So I read a few articles, and my husband was telling me as well. He read them that a bunch of people are mad. Because they were like, it was just monster fights. There was no character development. Why was there so many monster fights? And I was like, I wish you could see my face right now. I didn't have a response. I was like, it's fucking Godzilla.
You're making an angry Miranda face. That's what you're making.
I am making angry. Like, I'm making that like, are you stupid face? I was like, there was character development. Why else would I have cried? At specific points, because if the character hadn't developed, well, to me, I mean, people may be like, you are so wrong. Well, you know what? That's okay. Because I'm right. That's fine. I don't think it lacked character development. Did it have some plot holes and odd motivation? Sure. But, I mean, who goes to a Godzilla movie and complains because there's too much monster fighting? Who are you?
I mean, I thought there was good monster fighting.
There was great monster fighting. And like monster helping monster. So it was like 2-on-1 because it was like, not my man, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Godzilla and Mothra are a thing, like the king and queen.
They are a thing, which even my son goes, wait, that's his lady?
He's shipping her? He's shipping Godzilla and Mothra?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about the lore, but I mean, Mothra is supposed to be like a healer, and, you know, I like when she, like, you know, fucked up that one, whatever thing was, pterodactyl-looking thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, cool.
Yeah. Like, right heart.
Yes. Well, I got him like an upper flesh wound. That was, and then it was so funny at the end, like, we're going to jump around a little bit, but at the end when Godzilla is like standing there and all the other Titans are showing up, like bowing down, he's kind of like looking at Godzilla like, sorry, you know, I was following the other alpha. You know, you get it, right? Right? It's just, he was the alpha. It wasn't personal. It was just business. I like, that's the look that this thing is giving him, and I'm cracking up while I'm watching it.
But like even Mothra had the hierarchy. Like she gets that's king.
Mm-hmm.
That's her king, but like even Mothra has, they have an understanding for Mothra that like she's queen bitch basically.
Yeah. So what else?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. All right. First of all, they were not cryptozoologists. That's cryptozoology is a study of mythical creatures. So that description is incorrect. Somebody who wrote,
if they're truly real. Okay. The only defense I could give that, because I do agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
The only defense I could give it is that they did at one point believe that these were mythical and they did study them as such.
Yeah.
They've now discovered that they're not so mythical and that they are a part of this Earth's existence, whether they're in like stasis or hibernation or whatever you want to call it. They're still part of the ecosystem. Okay. Obviously in the movie, I'm not saying for real people, but like they're part of the ecosystem. I'm going to talk about it as if it is real. So in that sense, they are no longer mythological. They are truly real because they're right there in front of your eyes. So I agree with you because, like you said, it's the study of mythological creatures. And technically, if they're alive and they're right in front of you and you physically can see it, it's no longer a myth. It's more of a, would you call it a legend? Because yes, it was a myth, but you can prove it real. So it's like a legend maybe, which even legends sometimes aren't true.
Yeah. And so also here's the thing. You know, they made it seem like this, like, tragic family event was, like, you know, they were somehow connected to the earlier movie. And I don't remember most of these people being in that movie. Like, Kyle Chandler and what's-her-face, Vera Farmiga, they weren't in the 2014.
I remember the movie as well, but I think what it is supposed to be is that they were like, maybe if they were in it, it was like very brief. It was a side thing. Or the whole point is, hey, what you saw wasn't everything that happened.
Yeah. Or they could have been collateral.
It's not everything that happened that took place.
All right. So, I don't know. And her motivate her. All right. Let's talk about my girl, Vera, for a minute. Okay. So I love her. I love, like, when I see her going to be in a project, I like, she's going to give it her all. She was fine. Basically, her plot was Thanos' plot. You know?
Right.
You know, she's like, we need to reset.
Good intentions. And in her mind, as a grieving mother, that's what she truly thought needed to be done.
Yeah, and also, all right, what about that whole thing where she explains her plan? Even the other guy who, he's from Game of Thrones, I think, right? The other bad guy?
Yeah.
All right, even he's like, "What? You just told him our whole plan. Like, what is wrong with you?"
She's like, why would you do that? I think because part of her, honestly, I think she told it, and the reason, like, I didn't get, like, super emotional there, but it has to do with that part, is because I think in her mind, she told him the plan because she was like, well, this is what I'm doing because it makes sense and it's what's right and I have to.
Yeah.
Like, why not tell him? Like,
I guess. Well, that's very monologue-y of villains, though.
Right? Like, that's the problem, though. She never saw herself as a villain.
Mm-hmm.
She was not a villain. he may have been, and she, you could tell she didn't entirely trust him.
Mm-hmm. And but she went to him.
Right, she went to him, but yet you can tell when she's talking to him, like, I came to you, but I still don't entirely trust you. It's just you're the only one that understands what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, I saw through that right away. Like, when you see them in a helicopter, you're like, she's in on this. There's something that's not, she's not forced. She's not forced against her will right there.
Well, she's like, Millie Bobby Brown's character is like, Mom, like, what are we doing here? Why is that here? And she's like, just shh. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. This was all a plan.
Right, like, this has always been the plan. This has always been the intention. Which, at the beginning, they make you feel really bad for Vera. And they kind of make Kyle look out to be, like, a shitbag.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, Kyle Chandler was, man. He's, like, hot dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
He's a hot dad on something. But you feel bad. Like, you're like, oh, man, he's a douche. And then you realize, like, he's not the douche. Vera's the douche.
Yeah, Vera's the douche. And, like, you know, and that whole thing, okay, there was... Like a lot of the human people in this, they basically, their existence was for exposition. You know, we're going to explain to you what's going on here. We're going to explain this. Right. And that was like, oh, God. And, all right, I thought the Orca was not a good name for that machine.
No, I was like, why the hell is it called an Orca?
I know, because Orca is the name of the boat from Jaws. Right. Why would you do that?
Play homage, you know, people do that all the time. They make a movie and they name something the name of something else because they're like, well, I was such a big fan. Okay, but like, I don't know, I just thought it was a kind of dumb name.
And I thought that was the Deus Ex Machina. It was like, this is the magic machine that somehow can talk to any kaiju or titan on the planet, and we have all their frequencies, and let's go to Fenway Park because that apparently has the best, like, you know, speaker system in the world. You know,
and I'm not.
There was not one green monster joke. Come on.
No.
Come on, people.
And obviously that is not my baseball team, but I felt severely bad for their part.
Oh, I did not. As a lifelong Yankee fan, I was like, yeah, fuck that shit up.
As a lifelong Cubs fan, I was like, oh man, that really sucks.
Well, I would be mad if they fucked up the Ivy and all that stuff. Yeah, Wrigley.
Oh my God. If they'd been like, we're going to do this in Chicago, we're going to break down Chicago, and they had destroyed my Wrigley, my heart probably would have been in my chest. I've been like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, they did destroy Chicago in one of the Transformers movies, but I don't think they went near Wrigley.
No.
Like, no.
On the old series, it's like, oh, could you have done that before? You want our old series?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. It wasn't terrible. You know, Boston never gets destroyed. It's always New York, Los Angeles.
Kind of their turn.
Yeah. See, we should just rotate on. All right, what city's getting destroyed in this movie?
Where does it make news? They come in from where? Okay. Boston it is. Oh, we're coming in from where? Okay. Los Angeles it is. Like, okay.
Where are we getting the tax break right now?
Probably.
And not passing laws that people don't like. that's gonna cost Georgia a shit ton of money if that goes through.
Well, it's not just Georgia, my lovely state right next door to him. I don't want to say my state because, like, yes, I've been here for 10 years, 11 years. I don't know. I've lost count. But, like, to me, it's not when somebody is like, where are you from? I still say Kentucky. So.
Well, I say New York. I've lived in Connecticut for 19 years almost.
Yes, you get it. But yeah, it's disheartening. I'll just say that.
Anyway, so, but I thought Ken Watanabe was good. Mm-hmm. You know, he's good and everything. But I thought his story ending was just like Bruce Willis in Armageddon, basically.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the nuke. And we've destroyed, we've fucked up, we've killed Godzilla. But wait, let's go wake him up because he's actually what we need.
And his ending is where I was like, I love this movie, but what is happening right now? Because I was like, does everybody in this theater realize that he would have already been dead?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only one? I was looking around and I'm like, I guess I'm the only one. Okay, I'm the only one. Like, you guys do realize they made a point to tell us, like, I don't know, like, repetitively, like, they drilled it into your head, like, the amount of radiation. I mean, the equipment stopped working at a certain point, and he was just alone. Like, they couldn't hear or see what was happening. I get he's in, like, that suit, but at that point, that, like, has no bearing. You are taking in so much radiation that, and then he takes off his hand, which it's touching and it's great. And it was honestly, it was kind of pleasing and closure, if that makes sense. But he, that's not, it would, oh, radiation. Look it up. Learn how it works. Okay.
Yeah. And I thought, actually, one of the coolest things I saw in the movie was when Godzilla was like swimming to them. And yes. he glowed or what the fuck he was doing. Oh, just some, yeah. That was, and cool.
Like, the group of them, they're like, some of them are like, what the fuck is that? And the rest are like, oh, that's like his defense, like basically like.
Don't fuck with me.
Posturing. Like that's his like posture to be like, oh, hell no. You know, like.
That's him. Like he's like got his chest out and. He's,
right.
Like, you know, he's putting up his little.
He's posturing and saying, like, yo, bring it.
What'd you think of Millie Bobby Brown, 11? So you speak.
It was hard not to call her 11. But this young lady has proven herself. Mm-hmm. If she continues on this path, which she tries very hard to stay out of drama, mm-hmm. she when it gets brought to her, people ran her off social media. And what was she, like, 11? Like, for real? Like, yeah. Her age? She was, like, 11 or 12? Like, people be horrible. This young lady is so talented, in my mm-hmm. opinion. Like, you believe her. Like, when she's crying, you mm-hmm. believe her. You believe she's genuinely distraught. You believe she's genuinely feeling like her family is being ripped in 1,000 pieces. She's just been completely blindsided by her mother. That's not what she thought at all. Like, because she even says, that's not how you explained it to me. You said, like, I think in her very sweet, because what is she supposed to be? Like, maybe 13, 14? Maybe 4, maybe 14.
Yeah, like 14, 15-ish, yeah, something like that.
So, because they talk about how many years it's been, how old she was then. So, I want to say it's like 14. So, in her, I mean, let's all be honest. When we're 14, you still are kind of naive.
Yeah.
So, in naivete of her mother's explanation and like so badly you believe your parent and you want to follow what your parent does, and she believed that this was for her brother. This was not going to bring him back, but it was to make the earth better, and sometimes you had to make it worse. But in her sweet little brain, I don't think anywhere she thought of the millions of people into her dad when Vera like basically lays down the kind of like Thanos did. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, pretty you much.
Right. And then Kyle Chandler is like, you're just going to kill all those people? Like, you're just going to wait, what? Like, you're just going to like, wait a second. Those are other people's children. Like, you're just going to kill children. And I think in that moment is when Billy Bobby Brown was like, oh, fuck, that people are going to die.
Yeah.
I don't think she, in her brain, was thinking that. I think she was more on the level of, like, we're going to, you know, get rid of all of this, like, you know, social media infrastructure and, like, buildings and the things that have ruined our ecosystem, and we're going to try to, like, replenish it and rebuild. Because apparently, which I'm also a little confused by, but apparently where the radiation from these monsters when they fight goes, within time, new growth comes. And replenishment of the natural ecosystem.
Well, it's
really kind of cool.
It's based on the whole, you know, life after people, and you know, after forest fires, you know, how the soil comes back and how things build back up. That was kind of her theory.
I mean, look, they showed.
Yeah, they showed what Los Angeles, Vegas. I mean, because you know, the Earth has been pretty fucked up, you know, since these Titans showed up.
Right. So I truly think poor Millie Bobby Brown in her brain and her character's brain was like, was it Madison?
Yeah.
That sounds bad. We're calling all of them by their like actual names. But that was the part like I disconnected from, because I'm like, oh, Kyle Chandler. Oh, Vera. Oh, Millie. Like 11. But I think that was the disconnect. And when you see that she feels completely lied to, and then she feels like, you know, she decided to turn her back on her dad when he's like, just come to me. Because at that point he's realized like, oh, Vera's the bad guy. So he's telling her, no, just come on with me. Come with me. It's okay. And he ends up having to let her go because he realizes like, I can't not save these people. Like,
yeah, that was true. Yeah, that was.
She realizes at that point that she stuck her faith in her mother, and her mother's turned her back on her, and she in turn turned her back on her dad. And I think like that whole like emotional, that's why when people are screaming, there's no character development. I'm going to agree with you, even though I loved the movie, I'm going to agree with you on the like, really, where did that come from kind of whole ordeal. But I do actually feel like there was development in the characters.
No. I didn't say there wasn't character development. I just, you know, there were just things that just didn't make sense, and the motivations were all kind of messed up and just. And
Godzilla fights!
Yes, the Godzilla fights were cool, and I like seeing the now they did show us Skull Island. I mean, was there like
those like show you, Shadow? Like they don't actually show you Kong like up close. Like you see his silhouette, you see his back once. Like they flashed to him a couple of times.
And I think a couple of the Titans may have been from Skull Island.
Right.
Like, I don't know if it was a spider that was the same spider from, you know, Kong Skull Island. I don't know if that other thing was from it, but it was kind of cool, like seeing like the big woolly mammoth thing, and then you had the other thing. It was, but
there was a step somewhere, and like my son was naming them off. Like, he knew who everybody was.
Yeah.
I only knew like the main ones, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, what did you think of King Ghidorah, like the three-headed fucker, basically?
I love the concept because while all of these creatures are mythological, mm-hmm. that one truly was, you've heard legends of monsters such as mm-hmm. him. Especially it is in a lot of Asian culture more than others, but
yeah.
you've heard legends of things like that, and I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't – obviously, that's going to as well – I couldn't find the lineup because there's, like, a whole lineup of, like, projected movies.
Mm-hmm.
The only one, like, actually in, like, production or whatever is the King Kong versus Godzilla that's slated for March of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be others, obviously, from what you saw if you hung out through the whole movie.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm like, kind of like, they didn't they look like they were going in a different direction than, you know, they show up at the end. So, you know, those of you stayed for the post-credit scene, basically.
I didn't know there was one, but my son kept hanging around. He's like, you got to stay. And I'm like, it's not a Marvel movie.
Well, yeah, but I always use, you could Google it from your phone.
And we were literally my little group that went. They had turned on the lights. Like normally, if you know there's post credit scenes, they don't turn on the lights. They like
sometimes they finish. Sometimes they do. I think actually.
Oh, most of ours on the big movies, they mm-hmm. let you go because they know it's there. But like this, they were just cleaning up, and we were the only people left. Like everyone else left.
And also, there's the app Run P, which you could use if you have that.
Okay.
Which is I don't know if you have to pay for it. I haven't used it in a while, but. It's great because it tells you when you can go pee and you're not going to miss anything.
Oh, I know. I did read the article because I think we talked about that on the Marvel
podcast
that we did. But there was an article put out about, like, you can pee when they go to this. You can mm-hmm. pee when they go to that. Which this time I made it all the way through Godzilla, so I was fine.
I just left to get popcorn. But I left, like, when it was, like, looked like, oh, this is going to be, like, a dialogue-heavy scene, I think. And then the line, though, was long. And all I wanted was a damn refill. Because for free, got the bucket.
Yeah, I got my bucket.
Yeah, so, I thought, you know, it was cool. That visual, you know, when he comes up, when he's got that one head in his mouth, Godzilla, that was kind of cool. But of course,
it was really cool.
Of course, part of me, though, was calling him Fluffy in my head because I was thinking of the three-headed dog from Harry Potter.
I didn't particularly care for how indestructible they kept making him out to be.
Yeah.
And like, I was kind of sad when they were like, Godzilla's dying. I'm like, what? No. Did I just pay this much money for all of us to come to this movie for Godzilla to fucking die? I was not happy. And my son looked at me and he's like, Mom, are you going to be okay? We'll see.
I'm glad they didn't bring Godzuki in. I don't know if you watched the Godzilla cartoon at all.
I did.
Godzilla and Godzuki too.
And Godzuki. Now, I will tell you, there's a really cool list just for anybody that's interested. It shows you, it lists the name of all the different Godzilla. I call them Godzilla creatures because they derived from. Mm-hmm. It tells you all the creatures, and then it tells you what movie or film or where they came from, like where they were seen.
Oh, that's cool.
It's that fandom.com that has like all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like member generated. I think it's kind of like Wiki where other people can update it.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. I like that kind of stuff.
And it even broke down like comics, the comics and the mangas and what television, the movies, the monsters themselves, the films. And it does even tell you the article is even still under construction. So just something for anybody that's like interested. It's even the type of the top of the page even says King of the Wikis. Ooh. So I thought that was kind of cool, you know, because we're talking about like what monsters, what other monsters, what's in that verse. So for anybody that wants to like know more, if they don't already.
I'd like to know exactly like what was in there and, you know.
I could totally see where this could be a great debate topic too.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the coolest monster from this movie? So then, what else happened in this movie that we didn't may or may not liked? I mean, I thought Bradley Whitford was great. You know, he was funny. He was like that one liners. He played
a little like assistant slash computer guy. Well, he wasn't an assistant, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was his actual title? Like,
oh, the guy from Silicon Valley. That guy, Thomas Middleditch.
So, okay, when Thomas Middleditch came on the screen, I'm going to be very honest with you. Do you remember the guy, and he is an actor and he's a comedian, but he's been like the host of the HQ Trivia for like a long
time. Oh, it's Scott Rogowski.
I was like, is that Scott Rogowski? Like for a second, like they have similarity. And yeah. Then I was like, no, Rogowski, and please, like, I apologize. Middleditch is not an ugly man, but I was like, no, Rogowski looks like, and Rogowski's a lot cuter, way more annoying too. I was like, but their voices are similar and they have similar facial structure. And I'm like, that is not Rogowski, is it? It took me a minute, but I was like, okay.
I always think of Silicon Valley when I see him, but he was good in The Bronze also, Thomas Middleditch. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
Did.
Yes. Oh, you fuckers.
But I liked him a lot, though, in this movie, because he was another one that, now he could have stood for a little bit more development within what they were trying to do to him, because he, like, worshipped Vera's character, Dr. Mm-hmm. Emma Russell. So, like, he was her assistant, sidekick. They're all, like, they're all revered in mm-hmm. their field, essentially. So you hate to call any one of them an assistant of the other, because they are also a scientist and they also earned their like credentials or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of also had that. Are you kidding me? Like, did she really just do that?
Yeah.
A few people that played the different soldiers. They're people that like, you know, their face. You may not.
Oh yeah. O'Shea Jackson Jr., which is Ice Cube's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aisha Hines, who.
Jeez. Woo. Go let it go.
She was in Ready Player One.
Yes.
So that's where I recognize her from. And then I don't think Sally Hawkins did much in this movie before she got killed off. Were you sad at that when that happened, when they killed off Sally Hawkins?
I mean, that was sad because I just don't like seeing shit like that. They're okay. Everybody's like, Miranda doesn't want to.
And people didn't know she was dead until like you saw her on the screen and it's on the thing on the computer monitor that said deceased. There were people like
well,
I heard
that
like
that was thing for me. I was like, whoa, wait, what?
Like, and honestly, did we see Vera Farmiga die? She may show up in the next one.
It's pretty understood. Again, radiation.
But also, that's when I thought of The Lion King. Because she, like, does whatever she does, and she goes, long live the king. All in my head, all I hear is Scar going, long live the king.
Yeah, but like my friend kept cracking jokes, and he's like, "Well, you know, if she got into a bathtub and pulled a door over it."
Oh, like the kid did?
But I was like, radiation. Like, I have strong feelings that she'd be like one of those people from The Hills Have Eyes if she's alive. Like, for heaven's sake.
Well, those fucked up people from, like, U-Turn or something.
For the love of God. Not because I don't like her, but I mean, how are you going to explain that? Like, like you're saying, like, there's no explanation. Like, how are you going to explain that somebody survived radiation explosion, essentially? And I would also like to point out that that chopper was still close enough that they would have taken way more backlash than they did. But okay. Logistics with Miranda.
Yeah, laws of physics with Miranda. Common sense with Miranda. Like, all,
I did well in physics. Well, I know I've told everybody I am not a math person, but I actually did well in physics. Basically, the law of understanding that when something happens, something else happens.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Right. I was dumbing it down, but yeah. But that's my problems with it. So I know people are going to be like, what? You just said it's an amazing movie. It is an amazing movie because Godzilla kicked some motherfucking ass. And I love Godzilla. And like I said, this would make a great topic for Andy's show, The Great Debate, because mm-hmm. a lot of people say King Kong or Godzilla. Mm-hmm. So, and that obviously is something that could be discussed with the 2020 release, should it happen and happen on time and be done well.
Yeah, I wonder if there'll be betting odds in Vegas.
I don't know. I mean, I might get in on that.
I mean, it depends on the scale, too, because Godzilla is, like, ginormous.
And so, okay.
And this this current King Kong is probably the biggest King Kong we've had so far, though.
Yeah, and see, you do at least know that, because some people are like, and he did look different, if you notice.
Yeah, he was more chimpanzee-like, I guess, in his body type, not gorilla-like.
Rock-like. I thought more like rock-like. Like mm-hmm. he was a, you know, like a Pokemon that was a rock-type creature, mm-hmm. and then when he like, bah!
Well, what I mean, like, you know, he's like, he doesn't, like, walk like a, like, he doesn't.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
He was more like, I'm going to walk on, like, my legs and, you know, mess you up and eat a giant squid kind of thing. But, I don't know. I mean.
There's been different sizes and different iterations and versions of him.
I mean, it's just that final scene. I don't know where they're going to go next kind of thing.
I don't either. And, you know, we mentioned Kong. I was a little disappointed at first. And then when the movie ended, I was like, okay, wait, step back. So I was a little because, you know, they showed Kong when they were explaining, like, all the when they were flashing all the different titans that they were like, and this one's here, and this one's here, and this one's here. And then they kept mentioning, like, my son looked at me because, like you said, they don't say Skull Island, but they make mention of mm-hmm. an island.
Mm-hmm.
Close to the beginning. He's like, it's Skull Island, isn't it? It's Skull Island. But so they showed him, or like, side views of him or whatever. And so at the end, when all the titans come up and basically say, okay, you're the badass, you the king, we will let you have that, we're giving it to you, I expected Kong to be there. And I'm wondering if maybe that's why they get into it, is because, like, hold up, you should have been there for this, you aren't there, what's your deal? And then they're gonna have it out.
I wonder who's going to be the heel and who's going to be the face. Godzilla versus King Kong.
But, like, I expected Kong to show up, and I was like, why didn't we see more of him? And then I was like, well, he is the next movie, so maybe they didn't want to overdo Kong.
Yeah.
He wanted to give you, like, close snippets. And, honestly, this movie was, yes, it's Godzilla in name, and it was about his ability. And it was like the end of, you know, our favorite scientist. And there were certain storylines that, like, were coming to an end. Mm-hmm. But it was an introduction to these older creatures that maybe some people didn't know. Like, you know, Mothra and then the three-headed guy, which obviously that's coming back. Which someone was like, but how did he get that? They finally made it go away. It's from the very first one. The first fight that took place, when they lop off its one head. That's where that head at the very end
comes from. Ah. So
from the fight with the big fight with Godzilla at the end. Do you remember when he lopped it off and it grew back, and that's when everybody was like, oh shit, like pretty early in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's where that head is from. It's not from the end fight.
Oh. I think actually what I thought is going to happen, and I'm actually looking up some spoilers and trivia on IMDb right now, that maybe they're going to take that head and they're going to make Mecha Gojira. You know, the you know, the part robot, I guess, right? Is that true? It was like almost like a robot version of a Godzilla kind of thing?
Yeah, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. That one's one that my brain, I don't want to say yes to, and somebody be like, you're wrong. That's one I'd have to double check my facts.
Yeah, maybe we get, I don't know if we get the Loch Ness Monster, but there are some monsters that we never see, but their names appear on computer screens and headlines. That includes Mowgli,
like outlines of them, basically. Mm-hmm.
Typhoon, Abaddon, Leviathan, Sargon, Bunyip. I couldn't point them out of the lineup.
Abaddon and Leviathan would have been really cool, but I don't think it's their time yet.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, Godzilla is actually a dad too, right?
Oh, really? No, I did not know that.
Well, actually, no one, they assume it's a he. We've always called Godzilla a he.
Mm-hmm.
But no one actually knows Godzilla's sex. So they said Mothra is a her and Godzilla is a he, but at no point did they ever, I think maybe in interviews, creators may have said he, but they never actually in the older say he or she. So this is the first time that's like Mothra is like potential partner, essentially. This would be the first time. But yeah, he's a parent of an offspring, Manila, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Hmm.
Godzilla can fly, actually.
Oh. So I wonder, maybe what happens is, you know, some of the other monsters, like, now they're not going to talk. Be like, they like go, hey, Kong, where were you? You know?
Right.
And they show up, like, and then Kong starts fighting them all. And that's kind of what leads Godzilla into the fight. We probably don't get the Godzilla versus King Kong fight in the next movie. It might just be like the prelude, like the build up to it.
I could buy that.
Yeah. I don't know. But overall, Miranda liked it. You know, actually, no, Miranda loved it. Let's just say, I mean, I was a little disappointed. Like, visually, great. Fun movie, some good service to the fans, you know, and some nods and the music and everything like that. And Mothra was probably, like, you know, incredible. Like, I've heard that, like, that's the best Mothra, on-screen Mothra we've ever seen. Some people think, in their opinion, people who are Godzilla fans and experts. But I just thought it was okay. I mean, I don't think it's going to finish above like 7 or 8 in the, like, you know, the summer in the domestic box office. But
I think you have a niche group of us that are going to love it and it's going to be like amazing. And then you're going to have people that go and see it because their friend wanted to go see it. But I'm with you. And I think that was my decision in leaving it off to begin with. Mm-hmm. Is it also when we made our decisions, the trailers we had at the time left it very up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly did not know. I was there for it. I had already said, like, I'm going. I'm there for it. But I was not sure how this was going to turn out. Like, I didn't have high hopes so that I wouldn't be disappointed.
I mean, I want to see these movies succeed. I mean, I would love to have,
oh, for sure,
you know, regular Godzilla movies, you know, regular, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't like it when attempts fail to build these universes. I mean, I don't think we need universe for everything, but, you know, I was hoping for the Dark Universe. You know, I'm still holding out hope for the DCEU. I mean, I like to see these interconnected things. They don't have to be exact, like, you know, following. They could be just like a little snippet here and there could be connecting them, and then eventually maybe you get a whole big, you know, crossover. So I'm right. Hoping that it's going to do well overseas. We know that.
Oh, for sure. I think that may be where it does the most, to be honest with you.
What saves it. Yeah, cool. So I think you got any other thoughts, or are we good to go here?
Final thoughts. If you haven't done research on Godzilla, there's some pretty interesting facts about him. There is a Nike commercial from, like, I don't remember when Godzilla and Charles Barkley take each other on.
That's right.
The Godzilla suit years ago was stolen, lost, and then randomly washed ashore before. Batman versus Godzilla was highly discussed, never executed movie-wise. Godzilla did fight the Avengers. Just a few facts, like, for people that are on our side of Place to Be Nation would really like to see. And then he does – Godzilla has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's cool. And and check out One Crazy Summer. You know, that one scene with Bobcat Goldthwait is in a Godzilla suit, and he wrecks the model, basically, when he gets that cigar stuck in the costume. That's a really funny
Godzilla
scene.
Godzilla is one of the few fandom slash creatures that is referenced. I don't remember the count, the final count. I don't think he's, like, the highest person. But, I mean, there's things like Reptar in help me because my brain just went dead.
Pokemon?
No, yeah. Reptar is from little kids. It was on Nick.
Oh.
Rugrats.
Oh, okay. You got me.
Reptar on Rugrats is supposed to be Godzilla. They reference him in Futurama. He's referenced in... it just goes on and on and on. So he's one of the few things that is referenced from South Park to Animaniacs to... like anything you can think of.
Yeah, it's been pretty, transcendent. Like, it's been, over the years, like, a lot of fun from the original movies with the guy in the suit and the little models and all that stuff to, they keep attempting it. So, and it was Dean Devlin. I finally got the name right. Dean Devlin, Roland Emmerich, who did the other.
Dean Devlin.
So, cool. So basically, in a nutshell, Miranda loved it. I thought it was okay. I mean, it's one of those movies that, content-wise, story-wise, that's away from home. But to see the big fights, the monster fights and stuff,
gosh, yes.
You got to see it in the big screen. So
for sure.
So if you haven't seen it already, go out. We spoiled it, but hey, maybe you'll enjoy it still. Anyway, so Miranda, what's going on with you? You got anything coming up? There's a Geek and Sassy coming at some point, soon?
It is scheduled to be recorded. We have a special guest. And one of our subjects from tonight's podcast will be discussed.
Ooh, that's a tease.
I also gave a tease on the show that you mentioned earlier that I guest on with you. Mm-hmm. So if you put those together, you should be able to figure it out pretty easy. So we have that in the works. We have a couple more. Jenny and I have been texting while she's been traveling to discuss options. Miranda has a surgery date, so we kind of like can plan around that now. So we're good to go, I think.
Awesome. Yeah, on my side of the fence, I have Great Debate coming, probably sometime the end of next week to the beginning of the week. That should be up on the feed. Also, the next episode of Laughing Theater, Mr. Greg Phillips guested on that. So look for that coming soon. We did a very groovy movie, baby, if you will.
I told you I was super excited about that because Greg is like... he does voices like no other.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Super excited to hear that one. For sure.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. It was one of my favorite episodes I've done so far. So, also, let's see what else we got. We got Year in Pop. That'll be back in July. And also keep up for Pop Goes to Movies. I know Scott and Mr. D'Amato did a Rocket Man Pop Goes to Movie review. That should be up on the feed any day now. Did you see Rocket Man, Miranda?
I didn't. So many mixed reviews. I think it's one that I'm going to hold off on theater. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is with my husband being overseas right now, it's obviously not a kid movie and it's not one that I like am so excited about that I'm not going to pay a sitter to go see Rocket Man.
Yeah.
I love Elton John, but I think I can wait.
I did see it. Good performances, great music. kind of all over the place for a movie, though. So.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Now, don't get me wrong. The guy that plays Elton John, like, mighty fine. And he's an excellent actor. And he's an amazing singer. But with all the movies that we've talked about that are coming out this summer and the beginning of the fall, like, somewhere you have to pick. Like, what are you going to the theater for and what are you not? Because unless the theater's going to start paying me back for everything I see, I have to make decisions here. Mm-hmm. And so Downton Abbey comes out in September. And so I kind of am, like, holding off, and I'm choosing Downton Abbey over Last Stand. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, go with your dollars.
Right.
Go. And if you're going to go spend the money, go see something you really want to see.
For sure.
All right, cool. So, you know, we may have more coming soon. We have in the works. We have, I'm trying to call up the schedule here, but there's lots of movies coming out soon. There's, for Pop Goes the Movies, we have Toy Story 4 coming out in a couple of weeks. There is The Dead Don't Die. Comes out next.
I'm actually super excited about.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then we have Far From Home, Lion King, Hobbs and Shaw, Once Time in Hollywood. Not sure if Men in Black. Not sure if we'll get a Dark Phoenix review, but you know, I know
a lot of us skipped it. But you know who what? You know, maybe somebody will decide to go and surprise us.
Well, you know who did see it was the HTFs. So they'll have.
Well, then you know what? Hey guys, you are awesome, and give us a review. But you probably did it on your show.
Yes.
But, you know.
That is the longest-running episodic weekly comic book show in all of Place to Be Nation.
In all.
At the L-Shaped Studio in Vancouver, Canada, at Ho Ho Lin Plaza. Do you listen to the show enough, you start getting this stuff.
Yeah, and that's why you start getting, like, you know where the all.
Yes.
You know where they go.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, but you may hear Miranda and me back. You know, we're definitely both going to see Men in Black, so maybe we'll do a review of it, and then hopefully we'll try to get you know, other people from the pop movies group to do some reviews. So you may hear different voices, or it could be just me and Miranda every time. Who cares? Because Miranda and I love talking about movies, like talking to each other. So
I found a male version of me. Actually, Andy likes to talk as much as I do, and it's fantastic, guys.
Yes. Yes. When I don't have Criscolo and you don't have Jenny, we have each other.
There you go. Because Criscolo is his best friend. Jenny's my best friend. But
well, I wouldn't say Scott's my best friend, but we're good friends.
Well, in women world, we say best friend. Guys just say good friend. That's true. Most guys are like, "That's my best friend." They're like, "That's a good friend."
No, I actually do have two best friends from high school. One is named Scott. No, I love Scott. Scott. It's his fault I'm here. So just blame him. So no,
I was gonna say, do you guys want to blame anybody for me and Jenny being here? Which I don't think anybody wants to say. Point fingers, Jenny, because she's freaking amazing. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of become our mantra queen.
It's like she likes to call herself the Queen Bee. All right. Well, I think we've got on enough. So I want to thank you, Miranda, for getting together, talking a little Godzilla. All right. Cool. So for Miss Miranda Berthold, I am Andy Afton. Thank you for joining us here on Pop Goes the Movies, and we'll see you on the next show. Take care, everybody.
It's not a bird movie.
Not a bird movie.
Okay. Fucking okay.
Okay, what?